Chapter 10 Tola. After Abimelech, there rose to save Israel the Issacharite Tola, son of Pua, son of Dodo, a resident of Shamir in the mountain region of Ephraim. When he had judged Israel 23 years, he died and was buried in Shamir. Jair the Gileadite came after him and judged Israel 22 years. He had 30 sons who rode on 30 saddle asses and possessed 30 cities in the land of Gilead. These are called Havoth Jair to the present day. Jair died and was buried in Camon. Oppression by the Ammonites. The Israelites again offended the Lord, serving the Baals and Ashtaroths, the gods of Aram, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of the Ammonites, and the gods of the Philistines. Since they had abandoned the Lord and would not serve him, the Lord became angry with Israel and allowed them to fall into the power of the Philistines and the Ammonites. For 18 years they afflicted and oppressed the Israelites in Bashan, and all the Israelites in the Amorite land beyond the Jordan in Gilead. The Ammonites also crossed the Jordan to fight against Judah, Benjamin, and the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was in great distress. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord, "We have sinned against you, we have forsaken our God, and have served the Baals." The Lord answered the Israelites, "Did not the Egyptians, the Amorites, the Ammonites, the Philistines, the Sidonians, the Amalekites, and the Midianites oppress you? Yet when you cried out to me, and I saved you from their grasp, you still forsook me and worshipped other gods. Therefore I will save you no more. Go and cry out to the gods you have chosen. Let them save you now that you are in distress." But the Israelites said to the Lord, "We have sinned. Do to us whatever you please, only save us this day." And they cast out the foreign gods from their midst, and served the Lord, so that he grieved over the misery of Israel. The Ammonites had gathered for war and encamped in Gilead, while the Israelites assembled and encamped in Mizpah. And among the people, the princes of Gilead said to one another, "The one who begins the war against the Ammonites shall be leader of all the inhabitants of Gilead."